Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast. Mr.
Sandman, you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Oh, here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me your key.
Here's David Hollander.
Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander. I will be your drill sergeant today. Happy 2020, everybody. For those of you just joining us for the first time, well, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman. You hear the jingle? And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week right here on KNBR. That's because I am a financial advisor and a practicing attorney. And we are live right now in the studio this first weekend in January 2020. Can you believe it? We're broadcasting out of the basement here in downtown Oakland, California, and it's gray outside, but that's okay. Maybe you had a tough legal situation come up this past week, or you want to know what the market's doing. I hope you listened to our podcast last week, because we did predict what was going to happen in the market this week, and ooh, it just happened. So if you missed that, you can always check us out at pyaradio.com. PYARadio.com, where we have two podcasts per week posted just after the show. So anyway, again, Happy New Year. If you had a question, something came up, you want to talk about it, you can call this number right now. You know the number. It's 808-KNBR, of course. You don't need a prefix. 808-5627. If you have a question, feel free to go ahead and call now. If you would like to tweet me a question anytime during the week, something comes up, you want to know what the Sandman would do, at PYA Radio. That's the tweet, at PYA Radio, anytime you like, and we'll be more than happy to answer your question. Now, for those of you who've been listening to my show for years, because it's going on almost a decade now, can you believe it? It's a new year, and every January, we do our boot camp,
hoo-ah!
Where I unravel over the next few weeks, basic training, some basics you need to know. And these are secrets that I learn from many of my very successful clients who have managed to scrape together and build portfolios and net worth by just doing some smart things. And I always want to compare this, and this year I'm going to compare it to sports. Because think about sports, right? If you're, have you ever played as a quarterback in a football game? Were you ever trained in that position? Well, I wasn't, but I have a feeling that the quarterback doesn't look at the ball when he's holding it. He's looking at where he's going to throw the ball, and then the ball tends to go that direction, right? So someone taught that quarterback to take his eyes and look somewhere and then throw the ball there. And so the analogy is very similar when it comes to financial management. If you're not looking at the right things, not doing the right sort of skills, you get in trouble pretty quickly, because maybe you're just looking at the ball and then all of a sudden these big linebackers come at you and we know what that feels like. Ow. Stingy. So in any event, that's what this is going to be like today. And I want to talk about a few things. We saw a huge run-up in the market last year. 2019 was a big run-up in the markets. The Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ all had some very healthy gains. And that means volatility this year. And you saw that yesterday when we, U.S. military, and thank you to all of our servicemen and women out there for what you do. But yesterday, the president ordered a strike. And depending on how you feel about that one way or the other, I guess they took out this Iranian General Soleimani. And apparently he was working on killing U.S. diplomats. And apparently had bombed our embassy in Baghdad. So there were some reasons why President Trump wanted to take him out, and he did. Whether or not you agree with it, it is what it is. So the market didn't like that, obviously. And we had some pullback yesterday. And so for the week, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P had their first kind of painful day. I'll get to that in a minute, though. I want to just finish up here. Anyway, so I'm coming back to what we're going to be talking about. And, you know, we've seen a huge market run-up. So volatility is going to be around this year. Also, I don't know if you saw this, but right at the end of the year, they changed the IRA tax laws again. This is a big change. This is probably one of the biggest changes you've seen in 30 years. So I'm going to save that one for next week. Next week, we're going to talk about taxes. I'm going to have a tax man in here, and we're going to go through what that means to your retirement accounts. But before I just jump into that subject, I want to make sure you've got some basic training down. So I just want to ask you a question. Are you prepared for your retirement? Is one of your New Year's resolutions to get your financial act together this year? Well, if it is, then you've tuned into the right show today, because what we're going to do today is we're going to get into some basic trainings about habits and skills that you need to know so that you can change your future. You can see where the ball is going to go before it gets there. And you're going to get there. And we're going to help you do that. And what spurred this for me, again, was I met with a Silicon Valley tech person this week who's a client. And he told me about they're getting bought out. So congratulations. And what his company decided to do for him is they just brought in these representatives from these big brokerage firms and just said, here you go. Well, what do you mean, here you go? Like, are you going to help me do this? Or are you just going to take my money and throw it into a bunch of stuff and not explain what's going on here? And so he felt that he wasn't prepared, and he didn't like that. And so that's why he sought us out. So, you know, if you're on your own, if you need help, if you're not getting help, if you just want to know and just double check what you're doing right now, then you've tuned into the right place. And so today, it's a brand new year. Why don't you take a big gulp of that Red Bay coffee and get your notes open, because we're going to have a great show today. It's going to be a lot of fun. Want to give a shout out to all of our military folks in the Army. Thank them for their service, all the men and women out there fighting to protect us. Thank you very much. If you missed any of the market segment that I just did, we're starting something new. We are going to be putting up our market forecast after each show. And the way you can listen to it is go to at PYA Radio, just pyaradio.com, and it will be there, market segment. Now, today is our boot camp show, and we are giving you the basics that you need to be practicing to make sure that you're doing things right. And maybe you have a system to save money. Maybe one of your New Year's resolutions was, how do I start putting more away in my 401k? Maybe just start putting money in my 401k. Maybe there's some other retirement things you could be doing that you're not doing right now to save more money. And most importantly, these new tax changes that just happened to IRA accounts as a result of the new congressional budget is something else that you can use to your advantage. So in that theme, we are going to continue to talk about this boot camp series this entire month. And each week we'll be bringing you new segments that can help you make sure that you're just covering the basics. Because I know these things are tough. And if you don't have some tips along the way to help you find the clear path, it is hard to succeed. So, are you ready, Sergeant?
Razzle dazzle!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Let's do it. All right, so you have New Year's resolutions. I know you do. And one of them was probably, let's save some more money. So that's a goal. And you've set yourself a goal. You want to accomplish something. Just like the 49ers have set their goal of winning the Super Bowl. But you notice they don't just pick the Super Bowl. They're going to pick the parties they're going to play next week. And they're going to look at it one game at a time until they get to the Super Bowl. So we'll talk about that, breaking down your goals. But goal setting is important. So if you haven't even set a goal yet, then do it. And maybe it's to just save more money. Okay, great. I like that. If that is your New Year's resolution, then perfect. But there's one small step that if you don't get it right each and every time, you're not going to lift off the ground. And what is that step? Well, it's having a budget and the right budget. But what does that mean for you and how do you do it? Well, I'm going to throw this out there right now. We do have a fact finder that we're more than happy to send you this morning. It'll be sent in an email and it will be a free fact finder that you can go through and just fill out and it will help you get this organized. And how you do that is you call 866-PROTECT. Call that anytime during the day and ask for the fact finder and we'll send that to you. 866-PROTECT. How do you save money faster? Because let's say you got your budget in order and that's all lined out, like I just talked about. You're starting to build your financial plan, which is great. Now you want to save money faster because that's your goal, is to put more money away. Great. Here's what I want you to do. This is rule number one. I'm going to give you four rules today. This is rule number one. It's come straight from our practice. I want you to give every dollar a job. Think about that. Every dollar that you make, you need to give it a job. What do I mean? Well, you have expenses each and every month. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to pay yourself. You have to put money away in your 401k or a Roth on the first of every month. So when you get your paycheck, make sure that money automatically goes into one of those types of accounts. If you're doing 2% right now, good for you. I would like your goal to be to increase it to 5. If you're doing 5 right now, increase it to 7.5. If you're doing 7.5, increase it to 10. Good. If you're doing all those different things, then that's wonderful. But if you just want to get started, start at 2.5%. Okay. Next, you need to pay your taxes, your mortgage, your food bill, your utilities, and your car payment. Those are the jobs that you're giving your dollars. What does my mortgage cost? What does my rent cost? What does my food bill cost every week? What are my utilities? If you don't follow rule number one, here's what your life looks like. You get a $5,000 account balance in your bank, and you get the false idea that you're flush with cash, and so you go out for sushi at the best sushi place in town. It's delicious, I know, but it costs you $125. A few days later, some bills come due, like more tax payments than you thought, and now you're in a pinch. So what do? Well, you sell off some of those investments, or worse, you borrow against the equity line on your house to cover those expenses. But if you're using rule number one, giving your dollars a job, then here's how this looks. You have $5,000 in your checking account. You give each of those dollars a job by dividing the $5,000 into various categories, i.e. my 401k contribution, I'm going to do $500. My taxes are $1,000. The mortgage is $2,000. My food bill is $800. $550 is my car payment and insurance. You got the idea? Your friend, again, invites you to go out to get some sushi. You don't look at your $5,000 account balance and say, wow, that's a ton of money. Sure. No. Now you look at your eating out budget balance of $100. Say, hey, you know, I can't afford that. And so you invite your friend over and you split a $15 pizza. A few days later, some bills come in and you pay them with ease. Well done, private. That's how you're supposed to do it. Now, second rule, rule number two, make your big ticket items more manageable. This happens all the time. There are no normal months. You know that. You've already been going through this. Things happen. Your expenses don't occur evenly throughout the year, even if it is a normal life. And if you don't plan for those high expense months, you're going to be in a world of hurt when they come. Two forces you need to look at are the larger ones, like your property and self-employment taxes, if you're self-employed. Home and car insurance, life insurance, Christmas shopping, right? You're going to pay that credit card bill down. School tuition for your kids, and of course, a vacation. All these things are bigger items that happen usually once or twice a year. So break them down into monthly manageable amounts, and that way you can take care of it. Let me give you an example. Here's how we do it. Say your home and your car insurance premiums are due every 6 months. And let's call that $1,600. If you don't follow rule number two, you have $1,000 in your checking account and you do some quick, usually almost 100% faulty math in your head, and you remember your cable bill is due in 2 days, $100, the refrigerator is empty, $150, the car payment's due next week, $400, and the gas bill needs to be paid by Friday, that'll be $120. Thanks, PG&E. So the total bills tallied in your head are $770. You think you're flush with cash. You have $1,000 in that checking account. Less $770 means you have $230 of impulse shopper money. And so what do you do? A week later with $100 in your checking account, you impulsed $130 because that new whatever looked really great. Insurance bill comes due and you owe them $1,600. You stress. You put it on the card or your equity line. You dig yourself deeper into that hole. And I hope the coffee's kicked in by now, because now you're seeing the problem, right? Crystal clear. You make plenty of money, but you don't have any money. I hear this all the time. But yes, you do, if you think about it in the terms I'm explaining. That's why this is basic stuff. It's basic. And if you just listen to what I said over and over again and just do it, you'll see your situation will change. The bills come due, even if it's a crazy month, and you're able to take care of them if you think about them in these terms. Coming up next, it's going to be time for our popular They Say segment, where they say you need a certain number in your 401k to retire. Is that true? There's so much more to come. It always pays you to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with the Sandman. That's me. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets. And this week we are doing our boot camp.
Hoo-ah!
And that's why we are playing the military music. This was the Navy. And thank you to all the men and women who serve in the U.S. Navy. Really appreciate everything you do for us to protect our freedom, our way of life. So thank you very much. So today's theme is all about basic training and what are some basics that you need to make sure you're doing right or picking up as habits as you start out the new 2020. Happy New Year, everybody. And January is typically that time where people make and they try to keep their New Year's resolutions. I'll be going to the gym right after the show today, and it will be packed like normal. This month is always the best intentions month, and then you start to see people slack off. So we don't want that to happen to you. And if you've made financial adjustments as your New Year's resolution to get your financial act in shape, maybe you want to pay down debt, maybe you want to save more for retirement, or maybe even you're going to retire this year. This is your big year to retire. Then today's show is just for you. And I call this our financial boot camp, where we help you get through basic training by discussing some pretty tough subjects that many people haven't really mastered yet. And these tips are designed to help you get clear on the path you need to be going this year in 2020 to make sure that you can realize your dreams. So let's start out with our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
I sure can. So I heard one this week that I thought I would share with you, because here's one that they say. That if you're thinking of retiring, then you need to have a certain number. In fact, this person threw out, I need $500,000 is my number to retire. Is that always true for everybody? No, it's not. Point blank, no, it's not. I'm sorry, it's just not.
You can't handle the truth.
That's exactly right. So let's kind of turn it around a little bit, because some people get focused on this number. Like, what's my number? I'm serious. Like, talk to people. What is with these numbers? So maybe this year you've said to yourself, I want a certain amount of money in my 401k before I can actually retire. Think about that. Maybe you set the number at 600,000 or 500,000 or a million. Who knows what your number is that you've set by December 31st? And one is the loneliest number. But what I want you to do is let's say that right now your 401k is at 450,000 and your goal was 500,000 by December 31st of 2020. That's your goal. You have to get there because that's what's going to make it work. What I want you to do is, instead of saying I want 500,000 in my 401k, I'd like you to think about it a little differently. This is a tip. Think about setting a monthly savings target instead. Research shows that you're more motivated throughout the year to save for this sort of a number when you think about it on how much your savings on a monthly basis should be, as opposed to thinking that bigger number. I'm going to give you an example. This is smaller time, but just think about it this way. So let's say a lump sum is more abstract, like 500,000, and it seems just too big than the equivalent amount of money broken out into monthly amounts over time. So challenge yourself this way and stick to saving, say, an extra $96 a week, which is a $417 per month, which is an extra $5,000 added to your plan that you're already saving. What does that mean? Go back and look at how much your 401k contributions are right now. See what you're doing on a monthly basis to put away into those accounts. Stop there. Look at that number. Add that to your balance. If the differential is, say, $10,000 or $8,000, whatever the number is, I want you to take that and break it down into 52 weeks. And then what I want you to do is I want you to look at your plan each week and add that in there. And you can. There's all these great apps right now where you can pull money from. My daughter showed me this app where she's out spending money at the grocery store. And let's say the ticket's $23.35. Well, that's 65-cent difference between 24. So what this app does is it pulls that 65 cents from her bank, sticks it into a savings account every time she buys something. You can do something just like that. And you could see on a weekly basis how much that starts to save over time. And that's how you do it. So think about it that way. All right. Try that as a basic training technique and see if that helps you. Now, we got a question from Twitter. Thank you. Savings target as opposed to spending target, or both? I like both, actually. I think you should have a savings goal and target. Like I said, try what I just said. If you're already doing it and you have a goal, just do the math. If it was $10,000 you're going to save this year, you're already putting away, say, $7,500. $2,500 the difference, break it down by 52. If you have a spending budget, then I want you to double check yourself. Again, call the number 866-PROTECT. Get our free email that we're going to send you right now that includes this budget check sheet, and you can compare what you're doing to what we're recommending, okay? Just so you have something to compare it against. And again, set a budget. Yes, absolutely. Rule number three. If you miss rule number one and two, go back and listen to our podcast, poaradio.com. Rule number three, you need to stay positive and you have to pivot. You have to adjust. This is what any great quarterback does. I have to say it. Jimmy G, guy is doing great, right? Aren't you excited about our Niners? I'm so excited about them. They're amazing. They're incredible. Good job, guys, last week. You made me so proud. Anyway, they adjust. They pivot. Stop the ball 1 inch from the goal line. That was an adjustment. You could see that guy in the air, twisting, turning, stopping him. He just did it all like that. It was a beautiful thing, and he deserved it after working so hard for so long. What an incredible story that guy has. Anyway, that's what you have to do when you have a budget. If you overspend in a particular budget category, roll with it. Don't make yourself crazy, because you're plan is going to change all the time. If you plan a weekend beach trip with your kids, but the day turns out to be rainy and cold, kind of like it looks right now, do you still go to the beach? No, of course you don't do that. When circumstances change, you change your plan, and your budget is no different. So if you overspend in a category, look through your budget and move some money around. Remember, you're in control of this. This is your destiny. You can do what you want. Let me give you an example. Let's say your budget, standard $300 for groceries for the month of January, but you spend $325. Why? Because maybe you ran out of cinnamon, right? You know? And so you had to go buy some. That stuff's expensive. Maybe you host a dinner party tomorrow night for your wife, right? She wants you to have some friends over and you got to go out and buy some more things. So this just costs more money. Well, if you stick with rule number three, stay positive and adjust, it works out. But if you don't, here's how you feel. You feel like a failure. Your budget didn't work. This whole idea of watching what you spend, trying to guess what you're going to spend, it's a waste of time. You don't need a budget. You need a raise, right? You need a raise. You need more money from work. If you only earn just a bit more money, everything would be fine. You know, these last two sentences are dripping with sarcasm. I have heard this more and more time, and it doesn't matter really how much money you make. And believe me, I've seen some very wealthy people who make the same mistake. The more money you start to make, the worse this gets if your basic training fundamentals are not intact. So stick to this. And another rule of thumb is live on last month's paycheck. I'd like you to try and stick that away and have that cushion so you don't get into trouble. Are you wondering about how you're going to do this for yourself? If you feel like John did, well, he just picked up the phone and he made that call. If John hadn't made that call before he got himself into the position of spending more than he could afford to do, he would have been in a big world of hurt. But he picked up the phone and said, hey, I need some help. I need a lifeline here. I'm not getting this. It's not working out for me. I need some help. So happy birthdays. I want to wish a happy birthday to Raquel Mendoza, Rob Davis, Cindy Myers, and Beverly Morgan. Happy birthday to all of you. I hope you have a really great New Year's birthday week. I can't believe it's 2020 after all. Now, do you want to save tens of thousands of dollars more this year as part of your savings plan, even as much as $100,000 in retirement income? I'm not talking about your Social Security benefits. I'm talking about paying yourself first. Not Uncle Sam, not the government, not your daughter, you.
Handle the truth.
On Monday, you're going to call your benefits department and tell them that you want money withheld directly from your 401k. And if you don't have a 401k, then I want you to set up direct deposit to your Roth IRA, a health savings account, and or an FIUL, fixed indexed universal life policy. So later, when you retire, you can have tax-free income. Now, I want you to
Do it now.
Do it now. Call them, put it on your list, and get it done. Because by doing that, guess what? That is going to help you save possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars more just by making that one change. Well, that was easy. Picture a day when you don't have to worry about money, taxes, or long-term care anymore. Picture a day when you're standing on a white sand beach. The water in front of you is 80 degrees, crystal clear azul. You can't remember what day it is and you don't have a return flight home. Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all the things you've always wanted to do. Well, guess what? It all starts with the conversation. And if you've saved at least $500,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, or other type of savings account, and you're one of the first five callers right now, we're going to go ahead and design for you your own personal financial projection. And this will be created just for you at no charge. And this sort of planning starts at $1,500 with us. But right now, if you're one of the first five callers, Get it absolutely free. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Open the phone lines, 866-PROTECT. First five callers right now. Pick up the phone and talk to a member. My team right now, dial this number, 866-PROTECT, to get yours. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.